6:51. A primary school in Hull is piloting an exercise programme to get more pupils active. They're doing things like press-ups and squats and lunges for up to 3.5 hours a week in specially designed PE lessons. This is Ashwell Academy in Hull, and they have trailed the lifelong programme. And now pupils at Long Hill Primary are having a go, and it's hoped it will be rolled out to schools across the country. Our reporter Natalie Glanville went to see about this new regime for herself.
Are you all ready? Move yourself, spread along the line. Thank you. Off you are. So you're doing one squat here.
10 to 1 minute workout where you do 2 minutes running and then doing an exercise, and then which is usually burpees, and then you have a minute rest and then you do it again for 7 times.
What type of exercises do you do?
We do burpees, squats, press-ups, sit-ups, leg raises.
These exercises that you do at school are more everyday exercises, aren't they?
When you're doing stuff and you realise that you're doing a squat or a sit-up.
OK, when would I do a squat, do you think?
When you're sitting down.
OK, when I'm sitting down.
You could do a press-up when you're looking for the TV remote under the sofa.
That's a good one, because sometimes the dog hides it.
You could be, like, doing the woodman's... the wood shop, because like you're picking up your washing and like you're hanging it out.
Yeah, well, I'm always doing the washing, so that's a good one.
When you're going up the stairs and down, it's a step up and step down.
I'm going to got stopwatch. How many minutes am I doing it for?
I'm Mark Batty. I'm the head teacher of Long Hill Primary School. Our children are historically fit. We've done quite a lot of programmes in the past. But what we were looking for is a programme that actually we could incorporate into daily life. So it wasn't an added extra, and it wasn't something that required lots of equipment and lots of time. It could be something that would take, you know, obviously we've got the 7-minute workouts, the 21-minute workouts, and the children don't actually see as exercise. Because I think that's the same with all of us. You know, we all see exercise as something that, oh, I've got to go to the gym, or I've got to do this. Actually, we're doing exercise all the time, and as long as we're aware of that, we can build on it. Obviously, we're one of the first primaries to start doing it. This group that you've seen this morning, these are our case study, and you can hear from what the children have said, they love it, and it works.
Dasha
and...
Amy.
And Amy, and you're going to put me through my paces, are you going to teach me some of your exercises you do? So don't laugh at me, because I'm not wearing appropriate footwear. I've got heels on, which is very bad. Right, so what's the first exercise you think I should learn?
Squats.
Squats, OK. Right, girls, what do I need to do for squats?
Well, you need to keep your back straight when you're doing it, and if it helps, put your arms in front of you.
OK, so back straight, arms in front.
Feet off the ground.
And I can't lift my feet off the ground. Down. And your back has to stay straight, is that right? So how do you think I did there?
Good.
Yeah, out of 5?
5.
Oh, wow, thank you very much. Right, next one. I'm excited about the next one. What's the next exercise?
Burpee.
Oh, that's not... involves burping, does it?
No.
Right, OK. Go for it.
But what you do, you bob down, and then you, like, jump your legs back, then jump back in and jump up.
So who wants to hold a microphone while I have a go at that? Yeah? Right, OK. So down...
Out, and then in, and then up.
And that was one of those. How many of those do you do at a time?
We do one at that end, then run across that end and do 2, and then 3. And
you
then
run?
Yeah.
And when you get home, do your mum and dad ever ask you what you're doing? And do you ever sort of say, come on, mum, do a squat?
Yeah, I actually once got my mum to start doing 50 sit-ups in the morning and 50 squats in the morning since I've done that.
And how does she feel about you making her do that?
Well, she... ever so happy, but she started going to the gym now, so...
I got my mum jogging because she was moaning about losing weight, so why don't you go jogging around the fields?
It's the enthusiasm, and the thing I like the most is that it's not just they're not taking responsibility just for their own health, it's the fact that they're actually encouraging parents.
So as a head teacher at the school, did you feel pupils needed a programme like this?
We want a fitness programme in school, but I want it to be something that's more incorporated into daily life as opposed to things that we've done in the past that have maybe been a big event that takes a lot of planning.
Whose responsibility is it then to make sure the children are fit and active?
It's a holistic approach. They have got to hear it from home, they have got to hear it from school, but I think the most important thing is they've got to actually lead it themselves.
Well, I'm tired of stuff doing them three. I don't know how you all cope. How are you all feeling after your exercises?
And she was tired when she came back. That was Natalie Glanville reporting there. And we will be put through our paces later this morning. We're going to be trying out some of those exercises here in the studio. But we want to know from you, what could replace exercise that you do every day, whether it's a squat down to get the TV remote or that you play tug of war with the dog when you go out because they drag you around too much and it's like being on a rowing machine. Anything you like this morning. And coming up today, we'll still talk about David Harrison is practising for the Tour de Yorkshire and we'll teach you some exercises that you can just do as part of your daily routine.
Now, if you want to get fit and shed some pounds and feel better, then you don't have to pay 30 quid a month or whatever it is to join a gym. I have no idea what it costs to join a gym. Can you tell?
Isn't it not far off?
It's about 30 quid. Anyway, you don't need to do that. You can get more active doing everyday things, reaching for the TV remote, for example. And a primary school in Hull is using an innovative exercise programme to get pupils more active. They're doing things like press-ups and squats and lunges for 3.5 hours a week in specially designed PE lessons. Ashwell Academy in Hull trialled the lifelong programme. Now pupils at Long Hill Primary are having a go.
When you go to sit on the toilet, you're doing a squat because you're bending down as you would do a squat.
When you're helping your parents carry the shopping, you're doing a farmer's carry.
When you're like hanging the washing out, it's the wood chop because like you're putting the washing out like that.
There we are. That's the basis behind it. The man who designed the lifelong programme is with us in the studio, Daniel Fallon. Hello, Daniel.
Hello there. How are you doing?
I'm right. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Thank you.
So this is all about things we do in everyday life, but thinking of it more as exercise.
Yeah, certainly. I think the key message in there is getting people to understand that just doing simple things can make such big differences.
Right. What can we do in the studio here? What can we do to get fit?
Well, if you're sat on the seat right now, you can do the sit to stand. So standing up sitting back down.
OK.
There's your squat.
That's it, right. Yeah. So that's saved me 30 quid at the gym, hasn't it?
That's saved you 30 quid at the gym, yeah, of course, yeah.
There's a bit more to it than that, but there's some stuff that you can do if you're less able-bodied, isn't there, as well, you know?
Well, we're trying to do it, like, cross all board, so whether you're disabled or whether you're able or not, it's basically up to the person that's delivering the programme. So the key message is in the content. So where you'll see Snowflake, the albino gorilla, he's doing the exercises.
Whoa. Who's Snowflake, the albino gorilla?
Oh, so he's the key message to the children. That's for the children to be engaged with.
Right.
So he's sort of like the mentor, if you like, the fitness instructor. And the kids will see him doing the exercises and not, obviously he'll take the lead and the kids will follow. So you'll see Snowflake's family going to the toilet, Snowflake's family coming down the stairs, and then you see Snowflake transferring what would be like a normal sort of everyday life going down the stairs into step down, going to the toilet, a squat, getting out of bed to sit up, right. You know, and like the children were saying there, you know, helping mum and dad with the shopping, the farmers carry, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah. And what do the kids make of it? Do they like it?
Well, we seem to be getting some really good feedback. I mean, Ashwell, when we worked with Ashwell, the feedback from them was amazing, actually. And then now Long Hill, the guys over there that are running the programme, they're running a really awesome programme just specifically aimed at getting the kids engaged with exercise. Mm. So we are getting some really great feedback. I couldn't ask for any more.
I like the ones where they're talking about picking up the TV remote, for example, involves doing a squat to do that. What else is there in our daily life that can be turned into an exercise that we already have to do?
Well, like the kids are saying, so just the washing. So if you go from the actual programme itself, so we start from the day, the beginning of the day, and it's 21 exercises all the way to the end of the day. So it's getting out of bed to sit up, then you go into the early morning visit, we call it, so going to the toilet, the squat, coming down the stairs is the step down, going into the cupboards is the lunge, reaching up for the beans in the cupboards, the calf raises, then going back up the stairs if they've got, so it's a step up, if they've got small children, so lifting the children out of the cot, which is like what you'd call a single leg deadlift, and it goes all the way through to the end of the day, when the end of the day is like getting up and camping, basically, so getting up and out of bed. It's a burpee. So, and there's 21 exercises. And the the gift of it all is the fact that these exercises are, if you like, the pinnacle, and then each exercise can be regressed or progressed depending on your, you know, the age group that you've got. So you'll get kids that can do a press up, and you'll get kids that can't. So you'll what I do is I teach the teachers how to, you know, manage that.
And this pioneered in this area, it's set to be rolled out across England. Is that right?
Well, if it all goes well, yeah. So if Long Hill, I mean, we have got a school over in Tamworth here near Birmingham, Lakeside. They're also on the programme as well. If it all goes well and we have some good feedback and we get some good case studies back from the schools, then I don't see why we shouldn't have that in every school in the country.
I mean, the serious side to this is that there are many children who are at serious risk of inactivity, aren't there?
Oh, massive, yeah. There's a guy called Dean Horridge at Fit for Sport who's currently going to release some good content that's specifically aimed at inactivity. I mean, there's a lot of talk of childhood obesity, but I don't think it's the obesity that's the problem. I think it's the inactivity. Obviously, obesity is a side product of inactivity, but it's actually just getting, not just kids, everybody, the family, get the family active. That's what our message is.
And we heard earlier the children go home and teach their parents about it, whether the parents want to know it or not.
Well, yeah, because we've got the books there as well, I mean, the gift of it is the... What my intention was in the first place was the parents to teach the children. And then I realised that it's not just the parents that spend time with the children, it's the teachers. So we went down the path of the teachers and hopefully engaging just the teachers and the parents, and then a collaboration working together to get everybody active.
OK, well, it sounds like a great scheme, and Long Hill Primary certainly thinks so. Thank you for joining us. Daniel Fallon, who designed the Lifelong Programme. Reach for the beans, reach for the remote, stretch. See, that's I'm
into it. A netball basketball shot. When you're only 5'2" and you need to get a crisp multi-pack on the top shelf.
Yeah. Oh,
a good little basketball throw.
Or throwing your socks at the washing basket. Do a little cricket pitch. Brilliant. Thank you, Daniel, for being here today to tell us more about that.